This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass, I just want to say we normally actually get one or two memberships during the show. We haven't had any today. So, you know, go to joy.org.au, you know, become a member. It's not that expensive. Full members, 84. Concession, 42. Under 18, 22. A passionate supporter is 250. Family is 120. There are lots of options. You can also become a subscriber to Joy. So please, think about it because we are on air. We don't run on air. Tass.
There you go, Macca. We're a passionate supporter, but I actually don't recall having paid up my membership of late. I better check that, shouldn't I?
Well, I hope you're financially current.
Do I get a reminder?
In your Zoom thing, did you get a thing you get to vote?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're still financially.
Oh, thank God for that. and before I actually introduce our next guest, I'd just like to acknowledge 317 again. 317, I love your feedback. I love your commentary. Keep it coming.
And no, I didn't spend anything on Black Friday.
No, neither did I. I'm not even sure what that is. It's some American thing.
I thought
thing.
It was a bushfire.
Now, Macca, during the week, you may or may not have noticed that the Victorian government actually tabled a bill.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the correct name of the bill is, but I'm calling it the Conversion Practices Bill.
Yeah.
It's designed to stamp out conversion practices. What it does is it gives the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, who we've just been talking about, the powers to receive and investigate allegations of conversion practices. To talk to us about that, and really I suppose from a more personal perspective, is Percy Gertler from the Brave Network. Good morning to you, Percy.
Hi there, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the airwaves this morning. Now, we know about Brave Network. We know that it's a support and advocacy network for queer people of faith. What's your role with Brave Network?
So I'm a steering committee member of the Brave Network and have been for about 3 years.
Oh, wow, wonderful. So what are your reflections on this bill?
Yeah, so we've been really heavily involved with the consultations with the government. So Brave Network, a lot of survivors have been going through discussions for up to a year. And, yeah, we're really happy to see this coming out now. And we're really happy that that we've been consulted and we've been listened to and our concerns have been addressed. And, yeah, we're really, so far, really happy with what we see.
Fantastic.
So does the, Percy, does the bill address all the concerns you've had and that you obviously will still have until this bill becomes law and then is implemented? Have your concerns been addressed?
Yeah, so far the most important thing that we're seeing is that the bill will address both informal and formal practices that are unpaid and paid. So that's really important to us because even though a lot of the common stories are things you see like Boy Erased in the movies, but actually the most common practices are much more subtle, much more nuanced, and things that occur in pastoral care, in structured conversations with religious leaders. And those are the things that we want to see addressed.
Give us some examples, Percy. Give us some examples.
Yeah, so what we see from most survivors we have sort of a model survivor, which is the person that is kind of represented as the most common experience. It's someone who has grown up in a faith community or attending a faith community and hears messages about LGBTQIA plus people being broken, and often we will internalize those messages and then feel that we have to address this brokenness, this needing to be fixed. And so that often occurs with a religious leader, will be one-on-one conversations, or there'll be prayer groups, sort of women's groups or men's groups that are designed to sort of change and suppress a person's gender or sexual identity. And they can be really, really psychologically harmful.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking about some of the comments that I had from some of my very religious relatives as a child who, or as a young person, that were really, you know, quite stigmatizing and I suppose kept me in the closet for longer than I probably should have been. But, you know, I never really had words for it. I never had really an opportunity to deal with it in any way. So practically, what does this mean? A person who is hearing messages from a religious family member who belongs to some structured faith-based organisation, do you, what, you just dob them into the Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission? Is that how it works?
Well, the most important thing for us is the distinction between religious tradition and false and misleading claims about queer identity. So this bill isn't concerned with religious people saying that queer people are sinful. That's very hurtful, but that's not the most harmful thing. The most harmful thing is people's attempts in religious communities to change or suppress a person's gender or sexual identity. So through this bill, what will happen is that people will be able to report occurrences of conversion practices, so either things that they've been through personally or things they may have witnessed in a religious community. And then VEROC will be able to investigate those reports to find out what's been going on and to address them with both civil and criminal penalties.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What's been the reaction from your community?
Well, we're really happy so far. We're really, really excited about a lot of things that we really wanted to see in this bill have been addressed. So one of the things we're most happy about is that the bill acknowledges and affirms LGBTQIA plus people's gender and sexual identity, and that's an acknowledgement that we are psychologically equal and that there's nothing broken about us. We're really happy to see that, and we're also really happy that the bill acknowledges that consent cannot be made for these practices, that they're so psychologically impactful that an individual cannot truly understand or be informed about what they're going into. And so that's something that we're really excited to see, because it's a world first in conversion practices legislation, and we're really happy that that's been addressed.
Wow, that's fabulous.
I was going to ask Percy, you may be aware of this, there's a doctor, he says he's a doctor in Queensland, Dr. Van Gend, who's actually up for Liberal Party pre-selection. And he's been, you know, a supporter of conversion therapy in opposition to marriage equality. Basically says homosexuality is a mentally treatable disease. Of course, he has some good company, Senator Matt Canavan, Miranda Devine and Rowan Dean from Sky News. Mm. So, obviously, he has a interesting group of friends. I'm not sure I don't want to get in a bus with them. But when you see a doctor proposing This rubbish, you know. I often wonder when they get in their car, are they careful in case they fall off the side of the earth because it's flat? What do you say to people like that? I mean, you've lived this. You put a lot of work into this, a lot of passion into this. And you still see things like this, you know. What do you say to that?
Well, firstly, it's really awful to see medical professionals sort of saying these things, but that's actually not the most common experience. The most common experience is much more informal. But what I would say is that, I mean, believe what you want to believe, but at the very heart, this is such a harmful practice. It's harming people. For years, people who go through conversion practices are often psychologically impacted and have difficulties functioning in relationships, in studies, in the workplace. And so we just want to see this harm stopped. We're not really concerned about what people believe in their, you know, day-to-day lives. But as long as you're not harming people, then that's all we care to see, is we just want to see people able to practice their faith in a safe way.
Percy, just one final question, and we'll actually just, we've got some amazing comments which will come through in a second, but one final question. You aren't part of an advocacy group, you're part of the steering committee. Clearly you're actually working the numbers. Do you have have you seen the numbers in the Victorian Parliament to turn this into law?
Well, it's hard to say at this point. We're really, really hopeful. We've had some discussions with a few politicians, and we're seeing a lot of people really interested and wanting to support us, because, you know, at the heart of this, this is a deeply harmful thing to psychologically, to say that someone is psychologically damaged. That's just such a harmful thing, and it's not something that anyone really wants to see. And so we're seeing a lot of
this is not a social conscious bill, so it's a government bill, so therefore every Labor member will vote for this. Will there be enough in the opposite side in the upper house in particular to turn this into law?
Well, it's hard to say at this stage, but we're really hopeful. We're working on it. We're hopeful that it's going to pass.
I think there are the numbers, Percy, but, you know, you never count them till you count them.
I'm assuming that you're working with the smaller groups in the Liberal Party and the National Party.
Yeah, we've been having conversations,
Good on you.
I'll give you someone you don't need to ring is Karina Oakatell.
She's not in the Victorian Parliament, though, mate.
No, and I don't think she's a member anymore. But remember, she proposed... that we allow this. Look, thanks so much, Percy.
Tess, thank you for having
me. Share with you a couple of messages.
Yes, well, we've got an amazing message from Warwick. Warwick says that they have been in 38 years of mental health, in inverted commas, therapy in the name of good Christian boy, and therefore mentally ill regards their gender identity and sexual preference. They say, bring it on, please bring it on, the act to law. So, I mean, thank you, Warwick. Thank you for sharing your personal experience and your journey with that. We've had another message from somebody else that says, can we please bring the world up to date with the ban and practice of conversion therapy? And that's Warwick again. So thank you very much for your time, Percy. Thank you for sharing with us the work that you're doing. And we look forward.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to seeing this turn into law. And what we will do then is we perhaps will ask Catherine Dixon from the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission to come in and talk to us about how this works.
They've got a lot of work on their plate.
Well, they're great people.
I know.
They're great people. Thank you very much, Percy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Bye.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Just so people understand, I respect people's faith. People that use faith to beat us up, I don't respect them. I say to them, you know what? We're all God's work, and one day you'll discover that.
Thank you for clarifying that, Macca.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.